You know, as I was playing the keyboard right now, some of your arteries, God has cleared the arteries of your heart.
Amen.
I spoke that prophetically. I saw it. Somebody's heart was clogged with something. Could be a cholesterol thing. It was just push. It's like it's no longer clogged up. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give a clap offering to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, I received that, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I can enjoy some more fried chicken. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm not afraid of cholesterol because it was flushed out of my heart in Jesus' name. I could be speaking prophetically about my own heart. Right? Yeah, we had a really good Bojangles session with Pastor Ken yesterday. Man, it was good, man. I don't know how people can survive without biscuits and honey. Because God says it's a land flowing with milk and honey. Right? So how can you survive without honey? Right? It's a land flowing. The idea of flowing is that, no, don't just eat a little, man. Eat a bunch. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I know nutritionists will hate me. It's okay. Hallelujah. I'm just speaking the truth in love, man. Allow the Holy Spirit to put in your heart to enjoy what you eat and eat what you enjoy. You'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. Just that. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Why did I talk about Bojangles stuff? Somebody was distracting me. Okay. The heart. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Your heart, church, your heart is healthy.
Amen.
Amen. There was the anointing that just unclogged the arteries in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. You breathe easier. Oh, your heart is beating at a normal, healthy rhythm in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. But God says one thing, you got to guard your heart. You got to protect your heart, right? The dangerous thing with our heart is not so much as the fatty meats and, you know, food, that kind of, you know, sweet tea, that kind of stuff. That's not really the thing that God is referring to as far as guarding our heart. Guarding our heart has to do with guarding what you are watching and what you are listening. Those are the things that Jesus said you ought to be guarding your heart. Because it is not what you eat that will make your heart to be unclean or your body unclean. So when Jesus said that means all food is clean. Right? When you take it by faith, right? The food that you enjoy, whatever it is, Jesus said all food is clean. But Jesus said it is what comes out of the heart that will make a person defiled. Right? So if a person is broadcasting something on the internet, right, and his heart is full of worries and fears and just full of the spirit of this world, well, guess what? You keep on tuning into that, right? It will catch on. All of a sudden, you begin to feel the fear. You'll begin to experience the oppression and things like that. So when God says guarding your heart is not so much as, you know, watching what you eat, although there's a place for that. You know, I'm not telling you to eat all kinds of junk food. But the main thing is to guard your heart as far as what you are watching and what you are listening. Because your eyes is the window to your heart. Actually, Jesus put it this way. Your eyes is like the lamp for your body.
Yes.
If your eyes are full of darkness because you are bombarding yourself with things on the internet or the things on TV, they're not profitable for you. How great is that darkness? It was talking about your body, because the eye is the lamp of the body. So if you want your body to be full of light, right? You want your eyes to be fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith.
Yes.
Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, if you have been risen with Christ, the Bible says, seek the things above where Christ sits at the right hand of God. That means you fix your eyes on Jesus, who is now sitting at the right hand of God. So this is how you guard your heart, is by looking unto Jesus, who is now sitting at the right hand of God. Why not on the left hand of God? Why on the right hand of God? Right hand is a place of righteousness. That's why we call it right. It's righteousness. Do you get it? Right? Righteousness, right? So whenever God says, you want to look unto Jesus who is sitting at the right hand of God, the Lord is saying, look unto Jesus as your righteousness today, so that your heart is not condemned. So when the Bible says, turn your eyes upon Jesus, okay, it is to remind us of our position, our identity of who we are in Christ, that you are as righteous as Jesus, who is now sitting at the right hand of God. That is how you guard your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 3. Man, there's just a lot of meat there. I mean, you can talk till 5 o'clock, right? Last week, we already learned about what we've been redeemed from Deuteronomy 28, verse 27. The boils of Egypt. Now, I'm going to skim through real quick because I want to get into verse 28 now. There are three other things in verse 27 that you're redeemed from. I'm just going to skim through real quick. After the boils of Egypt, you have also been redeemed from tumors. And then the third thing out of the fourth thing, the first one was the boils of Egypt that we talked about last Sunday, right? The second was tumors. The third one is the festering sores. That means wounds that takes a long time to heal. That's a festering source. Okay? You have been redeemed from that.
Amen.
Again, I trust this is like your homework, if you will, your Bible study, to study more if you want to study more. And here's the fourth one. The fourth one is a big deal. The fourth one, if you hear it somewhere else, remember you hear it first here from the original dealer. Because the fourth one, it says, you have been redeemed from the itch from which you cannot be cured.
Amen.
Here's the revelation that the Lord has given me personally that I'm sharing with you. That itch that you cannot be cured is actually any potential problems or skin condition that can be caused because of the sun. Let me say one more time. Get this, all right? It is a problem that can be caused by the sun, S-U-N, sun. For example, any ultraviolet radiation damages from the sun that could create skin cancer, for example. That is one example of what you have been redeemed from.
Amen.
All right, so you got that?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That is the fourth one right there. But that's not the message today, okay? The message today, I want to get into verse 28. But I thought I'd just throw in that extra blessings for you guys to meditate on. So you've got the boils of Egypt that you've been redeemed from, tumors, festering sores, and sun damage, basically. The itch that cannot be cured is a sun damage. Amen. So put your sunscreen, of course. I want you to put your sunscreen. But understand, you have the protection based on that verse, on what you've been redeemed from. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good all the time. Now, we're ready to talk on verse 28. I'm really excited to talk about verse 28. It's easy to remember, right? 28:28. Okay? Listen. If you have the revelation today, if you allow the Holy Spirit to make it into revelation, you'll experience a greater degree of the Zoe life of God. Because what you have been redeemed from this time has got to do with your mind. Say, my mind.
My mind.
Amen?
Amen?
Man, you are so blessed, man. You know, You know, many of those bodybuilders, have you seen the bodybuilders? You know, they got really, really big, strong muscles and everything. Man, you can see their body is very strong and very healthy, right? But you don't know what's going on inside. I mean, it can be full of stress, yeah. Right? So just because someone looks stellar, you know, muscular and all these things, those are good. You know, we want our body to be strong. But if only your body is fit, but your mind is not fit, you will still experience a bios kind of life. It's not a Zoe, heaven on earth kind of life. Amen? So, look at what you've been redeemed from. Verse 28. You have been redeemed from madness, blindness, and confusion of mind.
Yes.
Woohoo! Yes. Praise the Lord. I've been redeemed from madness. Not March madness, Brian. Not March madness. But we've been redeemed from madness. We have been redeemed from madness, blindness, and confusion of mind. It's the madness of mind. Okay. Crazy is the madness of mind, and we have been redeemed from the blindness of our mind, and we have been redeemed from the confusion of our mind. Oh, hallelujah! God is so good. Somebody, can we hear a clap offering to Jesus? Amen. Hallelujah. What we have been redeemed from. Hallelujah. Look. People who are under law, right, they can be afflicted with madness, blindness, and confusion of mind. But those who are under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, where there's now no condemnation, God says, you have been redeemed from madness, from blindness, and from the confusion of mind.
Amen, amen.
I am the righteousness of God. Thank you, Jesus. No more madness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. No more blindness. No more confusion in your mind. Your mind becomes very sharp. Do you like that? Your mind becomes very sharp. No more confusion. No more blindness. And no more madness. Instead, God promised, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Say, I have a sound mind. Again, I have a sound mind. Amen. You have a sound mind. Amen. And look at the Amplified Classic Edition Bible. It's translated as calm and well-balanced mind. Do you like that?
Oh, yes.
A calm and well-balanced mind. Say, I have a calm and well-balanced mind.
I have a calm and well-balanced mind.
Excellent. Yes. Excellent. You have a calm and well-balanced mind. That's why I told you, you will experience the heaven on earth life. That Zoe life, it begins with your mind. You know, many billionaires, they got a lot of money, but it's not exactly a Zoe life of God all the time, right? I want to let you know, beloved of God, if you have this revelation today, you are to be envied, because you will have a calm and well-balanced mind.
Yes.
Many people, you know, pay big money to be able to get a calm and well-balanced mind. So I encourage you to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to make it into a revelation. Because when you have a calm and well-balanced mind, you will also have a healthy cardiovascular system.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You will have a strong heart if you have a calm and well-balanced mind. Amen, beloved of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good all the time and all the time. God is so very, very good. Now, I'm gonna give one wonderful truth on the revelation of how you can experience a mind that is so clear, that's no longer blinded, right? This got to do with the passage here that we see in 2 Corinthians 3:14. It says, but their minds were blinded, for until this day the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ. Did you hear that? Their minds were blinded. So in other words, Christians' minds can still be blinded whenever they are reading the Old Covenant Law according to Scripture. For until this day, the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament. And the context is the law that is engraved on stones. Of course, the Ten Commandments, but that's the mother of our law. But any law whatsoever that is still preoccupying a believer's mind, it'll be as if there's a blinders for believers. They cannot see clearly. Their mind is blinded whenever they're still sin conscious or they're still law conscious. As long as a person is still sin conscious, still law, under law mentality, they will be like a veil, according to Scripture, that is unlifted, as if there is a blinders in their mind. Here's the revelation that I want you to get that will give you, the Holy Spirit joy and peace and revelation that I'll show you from Scripture, so that you know that this is not Pastor Henry just trying to pump you up, but I'm going to show you the truth from the Bible of how you can have a mind that is not blinded by the veil. Mm-hmm. In fact, I must give you this warning. Your face may actually glow. Mm-hmm. So there'll be a glow on your face. All right? There'll be like something different about your face that's glorious. All right? For people who hate Jesus, they will shun away from you, okay? All right? Or people who have demons or whatever, they'll run away from you. But people who are drawn to that light, you are a fragrance of life unto life. Mm-hmm. All right? So, this is what happened to Moses in Exodus chapter 34. Moses didn't know that the skin of his face glowed because he had been speaking with God. Mm-hmm. Let me read it one more time. Moses didn't know that the skin of his face glowed because he had been speaking with God. Yeah. So what caused the face of Moses to glow? Is it because of the Ten Commandments, or is it because he was speaking with God? Speaking with God. So, what causes the face of Moses to shine is not the law. It was because he had been enjoying fellowship with God. He has been enjoying that intimate relationship with the Father. Mm-hmm. That's what caused his face to glow, right? Look, when he came out and told the Israelites what he had been commanded, the people would see his face aglow. Afterward, he would put the veil on again until he returned to speak with the Lord. Hallelujah. So that source of glow is every time he speaks to the Lord, that glow is there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So what's the practical application here, Pastor? What is the takeaway that you're trying to drive? Here's the sum of what the Holy Spirit is sharing with you today. God has given us this Zoe life of God, the God's kind of life. And one of the first areas that He wants to transform is in your mind. Your mind is no longer under that curse of the law, which can cause madness, blindness, and confusion. And then the Holy Spirit says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And that's a calm and well-balanced mind, according to the Amplified Bible. That's a key thing to let us know, because it's a spirit. It's talking about you need to fan into flame, even as you are listening to this message, right? You want to listen to the message and praying in tongues at the same time, because that's the job of the Holy Spirit, to make it into a revelation, right? And now, what the Holy Spirit is sharing with us today is to let us know that as believers, we are not to be under law. Because every time we are under law, in the reading of the Old Covenant, the same veil remains unlifted. That is what's causing blindness in the minds of believers, is whenever they are sin conscious, whenever they are under law conscious, whenever they are under condemnation conscious. In other words, they're not meditating on Jesus and His finished work. Like I told you, by default, the law of gravity is going to pull everything down as much as possible throughout this week. No matter what distractions in life that tries to get your attention, well, you haven't taken care of that. 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 Take time to have a quiet moment to be speaking with God. Because that's the secret of Moses, that actually what caused his face to shine. It's not the law, it's because he had been speaking with God. So in the midst of your busyness this week, take time to fellowship with God and to speak your heart out to God, to pour out your heart to your loving Heavenly Father, because that's what causes your face to be aglow and your mind can experience this Zoe life that Christ has already purchased for us. No more madness, no more blindness, and no more confusion. Amen.